This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Top U.S. military leaders were questioned on Capitol Hill over their roles in the deadly Afghanistan withdrawal. On Tuesday, Republican Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri.
It seems to me that you put a high priority on making sure that you were favorably portrayed by the D.C. press corps. You spent a lot of time doing that. Fair enough if that's your priority, but at the same time, we had a rapidly deteriorating, frankly, disastrous situation in Afghanistan, which resulted in the death of 13 soldiers, including one from my home state, hundreds of civilians, and hundreds of Americans left behind. And in my view, that mission can't be called a success in any way, shape, or form, logistical or otherwise. General, I think you should resign. Secretary Austin, I think you should resign. I think this mission was a catastrophe. I think there's no other way to say it, and there has to be accountability. I respectfully submit it should begin with you.
The 8th Division World Champion boxing legend Manny Pacquiao is officially retiring from the sport. Manny is also a Philippine senator. USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Washington, D.C. continues its deadlock on the debt ceiling. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
A standoff on Capitol Hill over suspending the nation's debt limit continues. Senate Republicans blocked a measure from advancing that would suspend the limit and keep the government funded to avoid a partial shutdown. Critics of the GOP point out that Congress repeatedly raised the debt ceiling with bipartisan support. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell explains why this situation is different.
The debt ceiling that was raised before on a bipartisan basis, according to CBO, covers the debt through August. So the debt ceiling they're going to have to raise on their own is about the future.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on Capitol Hill.
NASA's Lucy asteroid probe is set to begin its 12-year space journey on 16 October. Officials say the probe will travel further from the sun than any other solar-powered spacecraft in history. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
A 17-year U.S. Marine has called for accountability from top military brass after the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller has been considered a threat and has been imprisoned by military leaders and placed in solitary confinement. The military is accusing him of violating a gag order, yet Scheller has not been charged at this time.
We have a Secretary of Defense that testified to Congress in May that the Afghan National Security Force could withstand the Taliban advance. We have chairmen of Joint Chiefs, who the commandant is a member of that, who's supposed to advise on military policy. We have a Marine combatant commander. All of these people are supposed to advise. Potentially all those people did die in vain if we don't have senior leaders that own up and raise their hand and say, we did not do this well in the end.
The Marine Corps acknowledges the time, date, and location of the Article 32 preliminary hearing has not been determined, meaning he's been jailed without any form of due process. The military is preventing him from seeking legal counsel, and his parents are forbidden to talk to him.
And it's no coincidence, in my opinion, that they put a gag order on him and they put him in prison the day before they had to appear in front of senators and tomorrow in front of congressmen. I think that is fairly an act of cowardice. And our son, we're very proud of our son. Our son is a hero. He fought for this country for 17 years.
Stu Scheller on Fox News. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Live. Martinez here, and got a real treat for you. We're going to be talking with Joe Kent, retired Green Beret warrant officer and Gold Star husband, who says the Pentagon should be held accountable for the drone strike in Kabul, not to mention other things that are going on. Just to kind of remind you, Joe is the husband of Senior Chief Petty Officer Shannon Kent, who was killed in action on the 16th of January 2019 while conducting combat operations against ISIS in Manbij, Syria. Shannon was assigned a Special Operations Task Force at the time of her death. She was a trailblazer for women in the special operations community, began her career with an individual augmentation deployment in Iraq in support of the Special Operations Task Force in 2007. Joe now, of course, is retired from the military, and he has taken the code of honor and his commitment to the American dream for the sake of his two young boys that he's been left with. I think the last time we talked, Joe, they were 2 and 4, so they got to be 4 and 6 now, right?
That's right. Yep, exactly. 4 and 6, getting ready for school right now.
Exactly. Well, you know, Joe, our hearts out to you, as you know, as a Gold Star husband,
you know,
above all, and what you and your family have endured and how you defended our liberties as a Green Beret warrant officer. You've been there. You've done it on behalf of freedom, and we cannot thank you enough. And many people would say, Joe, you know, haven't you done enough, you know, for this country? And even in spite of the fact that we're in peril, there's no doubt. But like, you know, the special breed of, you know, military personnel, active and retired, we never let that go, do we, Joe? We're servants at heart, and not that we're looking for a fight, but we will defend, you know, with all that we have, this American dream, will we not?
No, that's absolutely right. There's no expiration date to the oath, which is not just a bumper sticker or a T-shirt to us. It's something we live by. You know, I had every intention after my late wife was killed to just move back to the Pacific Northwest and really just focus on my children after they had sacrificed so much and we had been through so much. But then just seeing the totality of everything that's going on in our country, really starting with the lockdowns and the pandemic. And then out here we were unfortunately right on the front lines of the riots that broke out here with Antifa.
Yeah.
And then seeing the election and the way that went and then everything the Biden administration is doing. I couldn't sit here, you know, and watch it happen to my country, but not just that, it's the country that I'm going to leave my children.
Exactly.
Gave their life for.
Right. Well, and this is where America really has to get their head around this, because they've kind of been swooned into this attitude, this laissez-faire attitude that, hey, it's not happening to me. It's just happening to right. the other guy. Maybe that's a unique situation. Those people on the right are just they're a little hysterical. They're over emotional about this. And meanwhile, what is happening, and we look at these, vaccine mandates just for one case in point, we see our liberties going out the door. It's like, how does this square up with our U.S. Constitution?
No, that's exactly right. I mean, I think when the pandemic first hit and we didn't have a lot of information, we all gave the government probably way too much credit and faith than they deserved. Mm-hmm. And since then, at every level, the government has just taken more and more and more control. And now we're seeing the marriage of the government and big tech to really take away all of our individual liberties. And at this point, I think even people who are not of the political right or really paying that much attention before, they can even see that this is heading to a very dark place. These vaccine masks and vaccine passports and all that. I mean, especially in a state like mine, Washington State, we have a very left-leaning activist governor who wants to go full vaccine, medical apartheid, vaccine passports. That's the direction that we're heading. I think the most of the country is, especially hearing the words coming out of the commander-in-chief's mouth about how we have to have 97-98% compliance with vaccines, protecting the vaccinated from the unvaccinated. All the language that he's using has serious repercussions and ramifications behind it, I think, is just shows where this country is going if we don't start standing up and actively, you know, pushing back and not complying.
Well, it's amazing because all in the name of following the science, we don't follow the science. You know, it's really a mess. You know, it goes back to that old saying, you know, Andy Andrews wrote a great book years ago, How Do You Kill 11 Million People? You Get Them to Buy Into a Lie was the second part of it. And this was what Adolf Hitler had done in Germany. And he just spread a big lie and people bought into it. And this is what's happening right now. The big lie, the latest iteration of the big lie is vaccinated versus unvaccinated. And meanwhile, let's ignore people who are naturally immune. Joe, I got to tell you, I got COVID back in March. My daughter-in-law, who I love dearly, she's such a giver. She decided that she wanted to, you know, pass on this gift to me. And so,
it's funny. I have a sister just like that.
Do you really? Don't you just love them? They're such givers.
We got the real vaccine, the natural immunity. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so they don't want to talk about that. And according to Israel's investigation and studies, science, by the way, of 80,000 people, they found that people who had natural immunity were anywhere from 6 to 13 times better off than people who received the synthetic vaccine. So, you know, and this is kind of this is the Bill Martinez, you know, I'm not a doctor, although my personal doctor says one day, Bill, they're going to come and arrest you for practicing medicine without a license because you know too much and this is, so I say that as a caveat going into this, so you can take it for what it's worth. But I believe what we have done in terms of trying to, you know, keep healthy people out of harm's way of the vaccine is we've retarded the process, the natural organic process that would occur when people are exposed to the virus. They would build up antibodies and we'd be able to overcome this. We're trying to rely on this, you know, self-appointed idea and concept of science, and we're ignoring our natural, miraculous bodies that God has given us to be able to fight these viruses. And as a result, we're missing cycles of when we need to reinforce our antibodies and our own immunities. We're being deprived of it. It's kind of like, Joe, you know, in the old days when I was growing up, I don't know if this was the same for you, but, you know, when somebody got the chicken pox in the neighborhood, we had like, it was like the Tupperware version of, you know, a neighborhood get together. Everybody would bring their kids and huddle around the child with chicken pox like they were, you know, Donovan Leach, you know, steering out the latest philosophical, you know, life changing, you know, principle that we should grab a hold of. I mean, it was amazing. Everybody had to get the chicken pox. And now here we are with this, right? So we're protecting. And then I believe in part, again, this is the other part, too. And you can say, Bill, you're out of your skull, but, you know, humor me. And that is that because we protected the kids and we didn't let them go back to school, it deprived them of the natural antibody process. Now, do you think that makes any sense at all?
No, I think it does. I mean, when I was growing up, we did the chicken pox parties 100%. It was like kind of fun. You got to go watch cartoons with a kid that had chicken pox. You know, I think really it's good to do your own independent research about the science, but right now the discussions of public policies that involve science, because none of them really involve an honest approach. They're all geared towards giving the government more control. I say right now we have to even like stop discussing science with these people and just start saying no, because they haven't shown us 1 ounce of good faith. We know now that Fauci was lying.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Joe Can after this.
It's always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Doc, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Yeah, like you, looking for that bright sunrise. and not about to lose hope, because we know whose hands we're in, and we find him to be faithful. He's a promise keeper time and again. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with Joe Kent, a retired Green Beret warrant officer and Gold Star husband. You know, Joe, you're talking about the chicken pox parties. We got in trouble because, you know, the parents left us alone with the kid with the chicken pox, and we had Sharpie pens, and we started doing connect the dots. And we were just connecting these dots, and the parent, you know, they, okay, this part is over. Of course, you know, we felt sorry for the kid because I think it took him about 4 weeks. It took him longer than to, you know, to get rid of all the Sharpie markers on his body, you know, as opposed to the chicken pox. But, you know,
hey, free-range parenting days.
That's it. You know, we were just, you know, just fun-loving kids, just having a good time. You know, what did we know? Hey, there's dots. Let's connect them. And
yeah.
Getting all kinds of trouble here. But anyway, getting back to your situation, you're running as a candidate, and you're opposing the Rhino Jamie Butler, as you mentioned, her ridiculous mandates. I mean, this is it's amazing to me how anybody in politics. I mean, this just goes to show you, it's like, you know, when they're in Congress, they don't read the bills. And even before they get to Congress, I wonder if they even read or study the Constitution.
No, that's exactly right. So Jamie Herb Butler, she's a Republican in theory. She just doesn't vote that way. So she obviously voted for the impeachment of President Trump, voted to certify the election with all the fraud, voted to stop construction of the southern border wall. And then we have a very activist governor, like I said. We have basically the Andrew Cuomo of the West out here in Washington State with these mandates. And Jamie Herb Butler's gone along with them lock, stock, and barrel. I mean, she's really advocated heavily for the vaccines. She gets funded by Big Pharma. And she's done nothing. Hasn't used any of her leverage to push back on these vaccine mandates that we're all under. She's been very silent on all of Biden's edicts about the vaccine mandates for the federal employees. And right now, I think the Republicans actually have some leverage with the debt ceiling negotiations, with the CR negotiations. And I haven't heard her or any of these other rhinos speak up and say, hey, stop these federal mask mandates, and then maybe we can have a discussion about some of these budget items. Instead, they just are playing these little games where they're trying to get one or two transactional pieces of legislation stuck into these massive omnibus bills, which in turn add trillions onto our deficit. And that's really been Jamie's M.O., Jamie Herb Butler, the woman I'm running against. That's been her M.O. is she gets these little projects done for the district, but then she signs off on all these horrible bills and then refuses to fight every time we actually need her to. So that's really where we're at right now. And I think the people of the district are very sick of that, and they actually want someone who's going to go and fight for them and represent them.
How's the campaign going, Joe?
It's going very well. We were honored to recently receive the endorsement of President Trump. So obviously that's a huge help because President Trump did very well in the district. People really want to see his leadership back. They want to see the America First agenda back. Thanks to individual contributions, I haven't taken any PAC money, but thanks to individual contributions, I'm outraising a 11-year incumbent 2-1.
Wow.
We're doing well on polling, up by 10% on favorability, again, against 11-year incumbent. I only have this since February. So if people want to help us, 5, 10, 15 bucks, JoeKentForCongress.com really helps us beat the establishment, because Jamie Herb Butler is being funded by Kevin McCarthy and the GOP, despite the fact they say they support President Trump, they say they support the America First agenda. They're really just doing that to raise funds, and then in turn, he's funding Herrera Butler and four of the other impeachment voters. So that's kind of what I'm up against. So, again, anything people can help out with that really helps us push back against the establishment.
Yeah, speaking of Rhino Central, right? You got the same players there. That's what is very consistent. Joe, interested to get your read. Yesterday we had SecDef Austin. We had two generals on the hot seat in Milley and McKenzie, you know, trying to justify what happened in Afghanistan. What's your response?
Yeah, there's so many layers to it. Overall, you see these career military guys, and Austin's included in that. He's a general turned defense contractor turned Secretary of Defense. They make it seem like everything was going great in Afghanistan before we started the pullout, because they're really covering up not just the lies of the Biden administration. They're covering up the lies they told President Trump, the lies they told Obama, the lies they told Bush, that, hey, we have built this great Afghan army. We've built this great Afghan government. If we only just stay indefinitely, everything will be just fine. When really, from the get-go, this whole nation-building endeavor that Bush started, but then that the military-industrial complex really made a ton of money off of, careers off of, like the gentleman that testified yesterday, it really was all based on lies. And the second the president actually said, you guys need to go ahead and leave, the whole thing crumbled. So they were saying, oh, but we recommended – their whole defense was, well, but we recommended staying forever and ever, which is always their recommendation. But really, they were never working towards a goal that ever would have gotten us out of there. And a lot of that is policy failure. I mean, what I want to call people's attention to is that President Trump did fight us to and win a period of peace, a year that would have been allowed us to withdraw all of our people without having this hostage situation about losing 13 Americans. President Trump got us a year of peace because he fought the Taliban to basically a stalemate or a period of time where they knew that Trump would actually strike back against them. He had destroyed the Islamic Caliphate in Iraq and in Syria. He killed Qasem Soleimani, the number one Iranian terrorist. So when he sat down with the Taliban back in 2019 and said, if you mess with us, I will kill you, they were like, okay, we actually believe you, because that's
exactly
the way that the savage world works. A lot of Americans can't wrap their heads around that, but that is how they think. And so we had that period of peace, but every time that Trump tried to get our troops out, starting with summer of 2020, he was blocked. I mean, the Russian bounties narrative that the intelligence community and the media cooked up, that they've now admitted was a lie, that left our troops in Afghanistan in the summer of 2020. We could have had them out then, and then Trump said, okay, fine, get them out in May. And what you heard yesterday in the testimony from the military leaders was that they only really started thinking about this in May, and that's because when Biden came in, he said, hey, I don't want everybody out in May. I want them out in September. So the military never really planned to leave. The military has been selling these troop extensions to the leadership now for almost 20 years. And so I think the military never intended on leaving. And when they got Biden to buy off on one extension, they thought they were going to get him to buy off on more. So when Biden actually said, go ahead and withdraw, because he was so politically underwater, he needed the political victory, the military wasn't ready for it. And they basically revolted by not doing their jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing that's amazing, I spoke with a lieutenant colonel who did four tours in Afghanistan, and his number one job was logistics and planning an exit. And this was started in 2010. So for 10 years, that's what he was doing. And so all this stuff was planned. It was, you know, because the military, being what the military is and does, they don't work off the seat of their pants. And suddenly, all of a sudden, you got seat of your pants leading from behind leadership. Gosh, it sounds like Obama all over again. And Joe Biden ignoring his generals. And of course, you know, as you say, you've got the military industrial complex. It's all about the money. And then after everything is all said and done, yeah, they figure, okay, well, this isn't, you know, hey, the commander in chief says this is the way to go, and we're going to leave $80 billion worth of military equipment behind. Well, what do they care? You know, the military industrial complex is goody. You know, they're going to have to replace all that $80 billion. So, hey, write us another check. We'll just replace the stuff, you know.
Yeah, that was the lesson learned from Iraq, the last draw that General Austin oversaw. We handed over all this equipment to the Iraqi army. We told the American people, we built this great Iraqi army. Don't worry about the fact that we lied to get in here. Then ISIS rolls across the berm from Syria. The Iraqi army surrenders all their equipment, just like the Afghan army just did, to ISIS. And then what happens? The military-industrial complex gets to sell us back a bunch of bombs to go bomb all that U.S. equipment. And then we get to repurchase a bunch of U.S. equipment to give back to the Iraqi government. That's what's going on in Iraq. But that template is going to be transferred into Afghanistan.
Without a doubt. The Pentagon. Yes.
Yeah, that's what the Pentagon was so eager to say, hey, the Taliban possibly could be our counterterrorism partner, because then we could transfer even more wealth to them. That's why they let the Taliban feed us that BS intel about the drone strike, because they were testing it out to see if we could sell the Taliban as a counterterrorism partner.
Well, Joe Kent, retired Green Beret warrant officer and Gold Star husband, and Washington State candidate opposing the Rhino Jamie Butler's ridiculous mandate stand. And Joe, remind everybody as we wrap up here at 28 minutes after, your website so that we can support you.
Absolutely. JoeKentForCongress.com is the website. Any support people can give really helps us push back and take our country back.
Well, Godspeed, my friend. Take care, Joe. Appreciate it.
If you've got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office?
Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new Rate Advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Top U.S. military leaders were questioned on Capitol Hill over their roles in the deadly Afghanistan withdrawal. On Tuesday, Republican Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri.
It seems to me that you put a high priority on making sure that you were favorably portrayed by the D.C. press corps. You spent a lot of time doing that. Fair enough if that's your priority. But at the same time, we had a rapidly deteriorating, frankly, disastrous situation in Afghanistan, which resulted in the death of 13 soldiers, including one from my home state. Hundreds of civilians and hundreds of Americans left behind. And in my view, that mission can't be called a success in any way, shape, or form, logistical or otherwise. General, I think you should resign. Secretary Austin, I think you should resign. I think this mission was a catastrophe. I think there's no other way to say it, and there has to be accountability. I respectfully submit it should begin with you.
The 8th Division World Champion boxing legend Manny Pacquiao is officially retiring from the sport. Manny is also a Philippine senator. USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us as we're going to be talking about new research that's just been released for National Child Passenger Awareness Month. You got that? Okay, because it's all about safety and it's all about our kids. And you might be surprised to hear this, but car crashes are a leading safety concern for children. Yet, a recent study shows that more than half of the child car seats are incorrectly installed. And here to tell us more about it is Aldo Vasquez. He's with AAA. Welcome, Aldo. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you for coming on to talk about this important topic, because I got to tell you, this is the thing, you know, with, you know, the technology. I mean, the cars have really, you know, they've gone a long way in making it easier to put car seats. But sometimes, you know, the car seats themselves can be a little complicated for new families. And I know that when we were in Hawaii with my daughter, who has two of our young grandchildren, boy, these car seats, it's almost like you need an engineer to figure this thing out to where you've got it set correctly. I mean, she's got it all figured out. She doesn't, you know, with her eyes closed. But between her husband and I, it's like, you know, an hour later, it's like we're trying to put together a barbecue, if you've ever done that before.
I've never had to put together a barbecue before, but, you know, I do know a lot about car seat inspections. And it's true, you know, there are several different kinds of car seats out there, different brands. And it can be overwhelming, especially when you realize that it's not a one-size-fits-all model when it comes to car seat installation.
Right.
Sure, your car seat may come with instructions on how to install it, but you really need to also be looking at your child's height and weight, that's going to be one of the biggest determining factors about how to properly install that car seat, because you will need to be making adjustments. But then you also have to look at the type of vehicle that you have, because not every car seat will fit your vehicle, and so you need to make adjustments there as well. So it's an all-encompassing technique that needs to be considered when it comes to installing car seats properly.
Yeah, exactly. And after all, what are we protecting? But our young child, our precious cargo that we have there in the back seat. And the last thing you want to do is, in an accident, have your baby sent off like a human missile in the back of your driver's seat, or the passenger seat for that matter. So this is really important. And what you're sharing with us is critical, Aldo, because sometimes, you go in, you have a little party, before the baby's born, and people, go out and they buy you a car seat, and it may not be the right car seat because it doesn't fit with your car, right?
Yeah, either it doesn't fit with your car or it doesn't fit your child. It's important to note that, the most expensive car seat doesn't always equal the best car seat. The best car seat is the one that's going to fit your child every single time that they get inside of it and get secured inside of your vehicle. Too often it's not like we're trying to the best thing that we can do here is give parents the resources that they need to make the correct and safest decisions for their children. And we know that they're concerned about their children because they are seeking this advice. Even though a lot of these installations aren't, properly done, that's why we ask them to come to our child passenger safety technicians who have the experience, have done thousands of these inspections and installations, and know exactly what is required to make sure that your child is safe and secure in the car seat that is best for them.
What a great resource. And this is available through AAA, right, is what you're telling me?
Yes. Yeah, so AAA does offer this resource free of charge to the entire community, regardless of membership, because we do believe that this is the kind of service that every family should benefit from, regardless of their ability to pay. But you could also reach out to your local fire department or hospital. Sometimes they also provide these services as well, and they can also help you with installations of your car seats.
What a great community effort here. Congratulations and thank you for AAA and other, other parties that do that, like you say, fire departments and others that are doing this this type of service for, new parents. Because, as you say, it's got to fit your child, and you got to think, okay, the car seat, in a sense, the child's going to grow into that car seat, right? I mean, so there's got to be some level of expansion to this, because, it's one thing when you're bringing an 8-pounder home from the hospital and a couple of months later he's now 16 or 17 pounds.
Yeah, and the one thing that we'd also like to emphasize is that we do see a lot of, parents, come in with newborns, getting that, their first child car seat inspected, but they really should be coming back during every phase of their child's growth, especially as they're
great.
Transitioning from one car seat
great
to the
point.
Next.
Great point.
We see about, our car seat technicians inspect about four times as many rear-facing seats than they do forward-facing seats, and it's crucial for, you to make sure that you're installing and you're properly securing your child through every single phase of their growth inside of their car seat.
Is there a recommendation between rear and front-facing seats, car seats?
Yeah, again, it comes down to, your child's height and weight. Too often we see, children under the age of 10 sitting in, a passenger side seat where they have the seatbelt on them. And remember, seatbelts are designed for adults. They're not designed for children. And that is why it's very important for children who don't meet those requirements yet to be in in booster seats, because they are designed for these older children who have outgrown their forward-facing car seats. But these booster seats position the seatbelt to fit over the strongest part of the child's body and safely hold them and secure them in the event of a crash.
So depending on the size, age of the child is a consideration whether it's front-facing or back-facing, right?
Yeah, that should be the biggest consideration that you take when trying to figure out when to move your child from one phase to the next. And, experts in the field, like child passenger safety technicians, they are one of your biggest resources. and can answer any question about, you know, when is the right time to move my child from one car seat to the next.
Exactly. Where do people make errors when installing safety seats?
So some of the biggest errors we've seen is, you know, they're not installing it correctly because the car seat, the seatbelt isn't being positioned properly, and then, you know, the car seat is shaking or moving too much. So that's one of the biggest ones that we see. We also see that the harness straps sometimes are too loose, or the chest plate isn't positioned right where it should be, and that's a big issue as well, because it needs to be in the right spot to make sure that your child is secure in the event of a crash, so that their head, neck, and spine are in the right position, and the car seat absorbs a lot of those crash forces.
Aldo Vasquez is with us from AAA, and we're talking child safety and car seats. Aldo, we touched on this a little bit. Help our audience understand to know the importance of car seats for infants as well as toddlers. But, you know, when they make that transition and, you know, they're now toddlers, what kind of car seat are we looking at? A booster seat type of thing? You know, what do you recommend?
Yeah, so when you're moving your child from a rear-facing to a forward-facing seat, it's very important to make sure that you're properly installing those. And so booster seats really do come around when your child is about the age of 7 or older, and you know, they're not, you know, old enough yet to ride by themselves and, you know, just sitting on the seat. So, and that, again, that goes to the fact that their height and weight is off, and they really should be in that booster seat for much longer than they need to be.
Right, exactly. What's your number one safety suggestion, Aldo?
The best thing that parents can do for their children and for their children's safety is to seek the advice of these nationally certified car seat technicians. Ask them all the questions that you have about making sure that your child is safely out there on the road, about your car seat, about the kind of vehicle that you have. And they have all the resources available to you to make sure that you make the properly informed decisions for your child.
Well, and you just said something. These are nationally certified, so they've gone through, you know, a ton of training and experience, and they've been observed to know that they have, in fact, learned what they've been taught, right? Well, Aldo Vasquez, can't thank you enough for the, you know, the great information that you shared with us. Aldo is with AAA. Where can they go for more information?
Yeah, so you can always head on over to our AAA website. You can go to AAA.com/safeseat, the number 4, kids.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603D787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
New surveys show that some Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Exam 4 needs to be sanitized.
Brisana's MRI clinic isn't operating at max efficiency. She needs a new certified tech certifiably now.
Someone's waiting in room 2 for an ACL scan. Can you handle that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
We know
that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and our special guest is David A.R. White, okay? God's Not Dead. This is about, the fourth version of God's Not Dead, Dave?
Yeah, it's the fourth installment in the franchise, but wow. It's a standalone movie. So I just want to make clear on that. God's Not Dead.
Right, no. Yeah, exactly. God's Not Dead, We the People. Sooner or later, people are going to get the idea God's not dead, David. Whatever it takes, right?
We feel like we still have to make them because they haven't quite got it yet.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's probably why the Bible tells us all the time to, not forget, to keep remembering. And so, to that end, you're following God's commandment to keep reminding people that he is alive and well and very involved. And in this case here, we the people, it gives us a little bit of a flavor that this is about, about our country and about people's involvement, right?
It is, yeah. It is. It's about this homeschooling, this co-op that is run out of my character's church. And they basically get visited by the county, telling them that if they don't do exactly as the regulations, that they have now passed, basically taking God out of the classroom, then they would be fined every day. And so... like that classic movie by Frank Capra, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Our group ends up going to Washington, D.C. to defend their case.
Well, and and this is a battle that's happening right before our eyes. I mean, here it is, as you were, laying out the storyline for this movie. You started to see things on the horizon. Little did you know, by the time this movie releases, they're going to say, "Whoa, you're in front of all this," and the timing couldn't be better. By the way, this movie will be releasing in theaters nationwide on October the 4th through the 6th, so just around the corner, right, David?
That is correct. Yeah.
Okay. So, again, the timeliness of the topic, this is what's going on. I mean, in schools across the country, you're being forced to, even though they say, well, we're not forcing people to teach critical race theory, but they kind of sort of are.
Yeah, it's this Common Core thing that's been going on, really just trying to pull God out of the classroom and out of history and all of that. And, you know, Ronald Reagan has this great quote actually in the front of our movie about freedom is a fragile thing, you know, and if it is lost in that generation, they never get it back. And, you know, there's no doubt about it that our freedom is a religion, freedom of free speech. All of these things are being targeted right now. And, you know, and if we don't stand up and we don't do anything about it, then, you know, then they start disappearing on us. And, yeah. And that's what these movies, you know, really is. The beginning of the God's Not Dead franchise was always to bring the conversation back, you know, conversation of God back into the classroom from, you know, in the college campus to the high school to the community. And now it's just basically taking it to that next step to Washington, D.C.
You know, it's amazing because, you know, just go back, you know, not that long ago, David and you and I are growing up and they decided, you know, having the Ten Commandments in classrooms was verboten. That was some sort of evil statement. And it's like now you hear families, you know, screaming and going, you know, what are we doing here? You know, teen suicide is up. You know, violence in classrooms is up. I mean, you see these videos where teachers are getting punched out by these kids in school, these students. I mean, gosh, when you and I were growing up, never in a million years would we think to attack a teacher, would we?
No, I mean, you know, and there's no doubt about it. It's when you take God literally out of the center of these places, you know, and discipline out in the way that you can discipline. You know, I'm certainly not advocating for, you know, abuse, but you know, I remember growing up, you know, if we did anything wrong, we were woken up to the fact of, yeah, you don't want to do that.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you found out really quick through the seat of your pants that probably wasn't advisable. You know, I like what James Dobson said years ago. He says, if little Johnny stands before you with his hands on his hips wanting to be spanked, he firmly believes he should not be disappointed. That's a great line. You know,
it is a great line.
Yeah. Yeah, because sometimes, you know, it's just that obstinance that raises its ugly head, and that's what it is. I mean, it's obstinance, it's arrogance, and this is why we are cautioned to train our children young in the way in which they'll go, and that's when they get older, they won't depart. But, you know, they're going to deviate, there's no question, but they need to understand where their North Star is, what brings them back, and this is what was so important about, you know, God being in the classroom, the Ten Commandments being there as a reminder, and it's not the Ten Commandments. Commandments was about salvation. Ten Commandments was in a sense like a speed limit sign, right? If you have a 55 mile per hour speed limit, it tells you, okay, that's the limit, so you only do 65. You know, so at least you're conscious that you just can't push the pedal to the metal and let it go, you know, far beyond reason of 55 miles an hour or somewhere in the zip code, right?
No doubt. Yeah, no, I mean, we're, you know, it's been an interesting thing for us because obviously you can say, well, there's, you know, at what point does a franchise end, you know, with where do you stop making these movies? But as we've seen in our culture, you know, we just feel that these stories need to be told and they need to encourage believers to be aware of the situation. It's pretty hard to not be aware these days.
Exactly.
But also, you know, as Hollywood pumps their movies out and they really have nothing to do with any of this, it's to bring people to higher levels of insight to who God is and the purpose that he has for their lives and what he wants us to do with them, to encourage that, and you know, and then also just to bring out these conversations to start talking about it, because you know what you're saying here is so, like, people don't, boy, it's just not a PC thing to talk about.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, unfortunately, that disease has infected churches. And what you are presenting in this franchise of God's Not Dead is something that the churches, you know, could learn from. Because what we're hearing from Barna Research is people are becoming dissatisfied and they're participating now in what they call the nuns, which isn't the nuns that I grew up with. These are the ones that are non-affiliated with any kind of religion. But I would tell you that the nuns I grew up with, if they dealt with anybody that was unaffiliated, they'd find out really quick that that's not the way to be. That's not the smart thing to do, as they would handle, you know, when I was going to school, there'd be, you know, 55, 60 kids routinely in these classrooms. And so you had, in order to manage that number of children, you had to maintain discipline, right? Or otherwise you'd really be in trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, and the hard thing is there's no doubt about it. Our culture is changing in so many different ways to be politically correct in every area. And, you know, and you can't say or you can't talk about things. But, I mean, that's one of the freedoms that we've been able to have at PureFlix is, you know, when we when I first got into this business, I was an actor, and it wasn't until my late 20s that I started producing in the faith arena because I just felt like there was the genre that needed to exist. Like in 1999 was when I did my first faith-based Christian movie. And there was just this hole in this market that I screamed. I just felt like, you know, we needed to make more of these things. And so, you know, I would just encourage the audience if they can just go out on that. I mean, you know, in a time where people aren't necessarily loving being around others, you know, because of COVID. But, you know, if you can get out to the theater on October 4, 5, and 6, when you buy that ticket, you're basically casting your vote saying that I want more of this and I want,
exactly,
you know, this conversation to be heard. And it's an entertaining, it's a fun film. We have an amazing cast and I think people won't be disappointed, but, you know, take that stand and that's an easy way to do it.
Right, exactly. Well, in God's Not Dead, We the People, the fourth installment of this franchise, We the People would, you know, you're addressing in a sense here and demonstrating for everybody is that We the People is, it's a participation type sport. You know, you've got to be engaged. And if you're not engaged, then you have the kind of government that we have here in America today. So this is a great reminder. And as I was saying, you know, according to Barna Research, the church is becoming less relevant because it's not addressing the things, David, and who would have thought that you and your movies are addressing the very thing that the churches across the country should be addressing. You know, God's not dead.
Yeah. Yeah, there's, no, thank you. I mean, you know, there's a great line that my character says at the end of this movie, and it talks about, you know, don't forget about the sacrifices and the blood that was shed for these freedoms. That these freedoms just didn't, you know, happen to appear. And that, you know, like that quote that Ronald Reagan says that once a generation loses that their freedom, you know, they never get it back in the history. And, you know, and so I think that we have to be aware of this and really take heart and go, okay, how can I help? How can I, you know, take a stand in my community? How can I, you know, be involved?
Yeah, this is in every measure, and as you mentioned, and we lightly touched on the pandemic. I mean, these are real issues that people are dealing with, and if we the people, as you say, as a community, are not coming together, we can't take on these nefarious forces. And understanding, especially people of faith. David A.R. White, always a pleasure to have you on with us. Do you want to give the website to they can go to?
Yeah, it's very difficult. It's called godsnotdead.com. You can get all the information there. If for whatever reason this isn't playing in your hometown, go to godsnotdead.com and find out, you know, where it is playing right around you. And also it shows how you can also get this movie to your community as well.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan.